B-Pod Studios.
Let's get to the therapist. Chris in Wilmington is on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good. How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
In need of your therapy, man.
Well, yeah, well, I asked you how you're doing, and then I hear Anthony. And yes, Anthony, and this will be free of charge, by the way, Anthony, because you provided therapy for me in the past, too.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, listen, have you ever heard of the five stages of grief?
Yes.
All right. Denial, anger, acceptance, bargaining, depression, and, you know, well, the last part's acceptance.
Right.
Well, anyway, I reached, and you've heard me ranting on this station about the Sixers. I reached acceptance about a month ago when they lost to the Celtics at home when the Celtics did not have Kyrie Irving. And at that point, and I knew it was coming, too. I knew it was coming. I barely watched the game. I knew it was coming. I checked on ESPN, saw that they lost, whatever. They ain't going nowhere with this coach. That was my acceptance. So the rest of this year, whatever, you know, some miracle happens, they win the championship, which I don't think will happen. You know, I've accepted that fact. And you know what? I can watch games now and not get pissed off. It took me a while to get there. You've heard me. You've heard me ranting on a station.
Yes,
And, you know, I'm like, I mean, remember you were on the other station. Remember, I can remember calling you during this football season. The Eagles, I can remember calling you and telling you, hey, look, if I had a choice between the Eagles getting to the Super Bowl but not winning it or Andy Reid losing his job, give me Andy Reid losing his job.
Right.
Remember that?
I do. I do, Chris.
And that's where I am with this head coach. I mean, I don't care how much talent you put on this team, and boy, this team has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
He can't coach his way out of a paper bag. Might be a nice guy, but who cares? Yeah. I want a head coach. So to me, the season, it's all good for me. And there's either two possible outcomes this season. Two possible sane outcomes. They win the championship, that's one, and I'm celebrating. Or two, they don't win the championship, and he's fired, and then we're
there's a middle ground there, though, Chris, that you're failing to see.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, but that puts you to the test. That middle ground is...
Oh, damn, we lost
him. I zipped him. Gotta go.
I want to follow up with one question, and that is the championship finals question. They get to the finals, lose, then what?
He comes back, absolutely. If you get out of this Eastern Conference, you're the three seed. So first round, you get Detroit, right?
Right.
You bounce the Pistons out in five games, right? Second round, you're going to get who? Milwaukee? Probably Toronto. And you're able to get by Toronto. Now you get... Milwaukee or Boston. Either one. I don't care. If you beat Toronto, Milwaukee, or Boston and get to a final, you go forward with Brett Brown.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear it from people bitching. Because if that's the case, then he got those four players on the same page. They all played a role and a very pivotal role. And it's going to change series to series. Like when you got to deal with Giannis, you watched him lately? Anthony. Oh, my God.
Who are you talking to?
I know. You can't get enough Giannis. You can't get enough NBA, period. But
it's funny, for a year that, like, I still am convinced that the Warriors are going to win the title, even though they lost to Phoenix last night.
Yep.
And even though they're not just, you know, they haven't played really.
They know when to put the gas pedal down.
Right. They'll flex at certain times, right? But this Eastern Conference can be, just from an entertainment standpoint, wow,
one of the
great Eastern Conference. Those two series, if you have Sixers, Raptors, Celtics, Bucks, like that's two outrageous series.
Yeah, the Final Four in the Eastern Conference, if it plays out, and it probably will, is going to be tremendous. And then, look, the Sixers in the second round.
It'd be outrageous.
Taking on Toronto. Outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're watching Milwaukee take on Boston every night, because if you're going to get by Toronto, you got to see who your opponent's going to be.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
It'll be glorious. It could be a lot of fun. And dude, you couple that with Harper and the Phillies, you know, bashing their way early on. And
I got a Phillies thing later on I'm going to give you, or maybe tomorrow, but definitely I got to get to you soon.
All right. How about
Harper getting walked, Hoskins hitting a moonshot, and then there's JT Bar. And there's JT congratulating them when they crossed home plate. That was a dream.
And all I can think of is we're going to see that a lot. Reese, I said this to you, Jace. Reese is going to have a monster.
40?
Oh, yeah.
You got 40 bombs this year?
I go 40, Reese.
Wow. Andrew, over under 40.
I'll go under. But close.
Like 38?
36.
Yeah, close. But you're right. I'm going
40. I got on my keeper. He was...
That's why.
My keeper.
You want 60 then.
No.
Well, you're loving Bryce with the keeper.
Oh, my God,
The effect. The thing is like, that was the... Like, if I would have told you 2 months ago that in a spring training game in the middle of March, Hoskins would be crossing home plate after a moonshot bomb... Oh. And walk and high-fiving Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going, what?
Yeah.
What the hell happened here? Did we hit the lottery?
Pretty cool.
How about that? And the lineup. How about the lineup the other day? No Franco, but it looked pretty like that's what you're going to see.
Well, the first five was opening day.
Yeah.
Kutch, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto.
That's my lineup.
Yes. That's your first
five. Yeah, you like Kutch that's the lead it off.
When we did the lineup, that was my lineup.
Yeah.
Kutch. I'm a Kutch fan.
Me too.
Did you hear the interview with Mikey Mess? He seems like real good
dude. I didn't hear
it
Friday.
Talking about his dreads.
Yeah, I like Kutch.
He's a down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
He's funny too.
I'm a fan of Kutch.
He's a fun follow on social media.
Is he really?
Yes. Oh yeah, I'm going to give him a follow. All right. 610-632-0975.
Oh yeah, I'm going to give him a follow.
Well, you know, at least he could do his reciprocate. You know?
Yeah, I went.
I don't know who you are.
No, he doesn't give a damn who I am either. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to our buddy Dean in Mount Airy is on the Fanatic. What's up, Dino?
What's going on, man?
Hey!
The thing with Jimmy, man. Jimmy, sometimes when you're moping and not producing, you devalue yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if teams are looking at him, how if he's trying to go somewhere else, how are they supposed to look at him with any confidence that he's going to bring something to their team? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I get it. Like, if you're a team out there, you're the Knicks, and you're watching, you go, Jimmy, you go, I don't really love the fact where he's been playing next to some really good players.
And exceptional, you know, guys who are willing to work together, and you're the only one sticking out.
Well, what he's going to say is the coach didn't know how to use me. I'm an elite player, but, you know, I didn't make any noise. The coach didn't know how to use me.
I'm not a coach killer.
But do you have any talent that you're going to display?
But they know his talent level. But Bob Cooney said something interesting earlier. Is he in decline? Has he lost a step? He's 29.
I'm looking at the same thing as Bob Cooney is talking about, because the thing about it is, you don't get better as you get older. Your game just start declining as you get older. You know what
29
I mean?
Ain't that old, is it?
No, it ain't that old, but his shot, where Jimmy used to make shots on a dime, then Jimmy comes out here and he's banking off the back of the rim.
Well, here's the thing, though, too, Dean. And you see, like, to me, I don't know that he's lost a step or a half step or whatever.
No,
to me, it just looks like he's not engaged. I don't want to say disinterested, but not engaged at an all-in level because he doesn't believe in it.
Yeah.
You can't fake that, Ant.
No, I know.
But this is a crucial time in the season that we need you, and, you know, and you're disengaged at this time. So when the playoffs come, you're going to be even worse, right?
Dean, let me ask you this, and I'm going to ask everybody this.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you three scenarios. You need to pick one. Jimmy back, no Brett back. Brett back, no Jimmy back. Brett back and Jimmy back.
Oh, God. Hey, man, if Jimmy keep moving, though. Pick one. It's kind of... Because I am kind of a Brett person, you know what I'm saying?
Well, pick one.
I say Brett.
All right, no Brett. Jimmy. Brett and no Jimmy. All right, Ant. Jimmy back, no Brett.
No, oh, dude, I don't know.
Jimmy. Brett back, Jimmy back. Or Brett gone, Jimmy gone. I'll give you a fourth.
All right, I'll give you a likelihood.
Okay.
All right. The last one, the Brett and Jimmy back, that's got 0%.
I agree.
The first one, no Brett, no Jimmy, is the favorite.
no Brett, no Jim. Both of them gone.
Is the favorite. Whoa. I would make them the favorite.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Second, but close, no Jimmy, yes, no Brett.
Okay. And so the least likely
is Brett back,
no Jimmy. Ooh, okay.
So that's how I would handicap it. So I make the first one. It's not a lock. So the first one would be like 5-1.
All right.
The second one, Jimmy, no Brett, 10-1. Brett, no Jimmy, 20-1.
So Brett back, no Jimmy. Yeah, I think that one's like 100-1.
Well, it could be, but I'm giving you. Then the last one I took off the board.
All right. Very interesting thoughts. You're listening to Anthony Gargano, Jason Patrice. It is the Midday Show. And I would give you the phone number, but we are full on the phone lines. But one will pop up eventually. So if you want to hit it when it does, 610-632-0975. All right, I got to tell you about Window Nation. Because before you wish for the winter and crazy cold weather to end, one more thing you need to take care of. You have to do this. Get your old drafty windows replaced. Why now at the end of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the best pricing, but you're running out of time because Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work in the factory running at half capacity, which means great savings for you. So for the next 2 weeks, you can buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. If you buy four, you get four free. Buy eight, you get eight free, no minimum purchase. Plus, you'll pay nothing for a year. Plus, make no down payment, make no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. Keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands in the process. Call now, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling, so pick up the phone and get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, no limit. Plus, put nothing down and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. And when you do, tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Earlier today with Gargano and Mertidis.
When a big man's back, and it's both pleasant and disturbing at the same time, Jason.
Yes, it is.
Because it was good. It was a good win yesterday against Indiana. The only thing, my only takeaway is we know how great Embiid is. He's, generation. But here's the problem. When he's not on the floor, they struggle.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't look like a team that's three rungs down the ladder without him. He's a transcendent player, Embiid. And yesterday was case in point of his efficiency. He is fantastic. But you're right. While it's great that he's back, it is disturbing the difference without
that
him.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson. Try their all-new Dietz Nuts protein-packed savory sausage snack. Learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertidis.
How's everyone doing? Well, the Raiders are doing well. They just ate Trent Brown.
How about that?
So they got Brown.
Antonio and Trent.
And they are still the favorite for Le'Veon Bell.
How about that? Steelers West. A couple of former Steelers, disgruntled Steelers, which is something you really never thought you'd say. That organization was run by a Class A organization. They got a lot of issues there. They got to figure out what's going on there. I've seen this tweet, Ann, from Albert Breer. 10 teams tightest to the cap right now as of this morning in the NFL. Legal tampering is open. One of the teams that we alluded to has the shortest amount of cap space. That's the Bucks.
Yeah, that's why they want to move off from Deshaun.
Free up $10 million in the process. The Saints at 3.6 available. The Vikings at 4.2. Falcons in there. Chiefs, Steelers, and then the Eagles, 15.586 million under the cap right now. But you know that if Howie wants to accomplish something, he go maneuver some of the money around. He's already done a little bit of that. He'll keep doing it.
Yeah, but remember, he's done a lot of it already.
Yeah, Lane Johnson. So he's done some things. But if he sees something,
I think look, he's got $15 million to play with. Then you have your draft picks and such, which is like four and change, right? Mm-hmm. So what he's going to look at is, I got roughly say $10 million to play with. He's going to look at, all right, I got to get a running back, and I got to get a wide receiver.
Yeah. Well, we do have some breaking news, by the way.
What?
The Jeff McClain reporting, the Eagles have signed tackle Jason Peters to a one-year extension for the 2019 season. Do we have any idea what the numbers are, Andrew? Or are we just seeing that he has signed a one-year extension, according to
Jeff? No, I just saw 1 year from McClain. Okay. More details to come.
I told you they're bringing him back.
I don't know what the money is. Week. It's going to be a team-friendly deal. But
I told you last week they were going to bring him back.
And I don't love it, Anthony. I don't love it.
Yes, they're going to bring him back. I said, yes, they're going to bring him back. And yeah. I'm fine with it. I think he's going to be, listen.
I don't think it's a good move.
Well, who are you going to put there?
I'd rather have Vitae there than Jason Peters. Because when Jason Peters is in and out of the lineup, game to game and in game.
He's still better than Vitae.
I know. But if he can't stay on the field and Vitae doesn't work out with the ones, then Vitae is a turnstile. But when Peters is out, Vitae played.
But guess what? When Peters is back, when Peters actually plays, he's so much better than Vitae.
I know. But if you can't stay on the field, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Listen, I'm not going to give up the idea of 16 games of Vitae. Backed up by, I don't know what Jordan Mailata is.
I know, but then going to free agency or going to the draft.
Nah, you can't go. That's the whole point. We're just talking about how they're capped, and if you want to go get a tackle, it's going to cost you a fortune.
But you know he can't stay. He can't even stay healthy from quarter to quarter, let alone game to game.
I don't know. I mean, listen.
You know, you've watched
but
it.
Listen, I'd rather have Peters Vitae than what, a rookie? You're going to bring a rookie tackle? Play left tackle?
No, I have Vitae.
I don't have the money to go into free agency to get him.
But Vitae, when he was the number one guy and he practiced there with the ones and that Super Bowl, he was fine. You know what I mean? When Peters was gone for that 2017 season,
I felt
good about it.
I don't think I could do that.
I love the idea of Peters. I don't love the... Like, because he's a veteran guy. I know he's great in the locker room and all that.
By the way, he's a policymaker in the locker room.
I get it. But eventually.
It's not just great in the locker room. It's his locker room.
Yeah. But, okay, to make him a coach. I don't know. The deal, though, is if you can't play, you do me no good.
When he does play, he was good. He's good.
Yeah, but if you can't play, it doesn't matter. If I can't rely on you to stay healthy. It's like Michael Neuvert. Okay, he's great when he can play, but he can never play.
You can't give me Michael Norvers.
It's not that far off, Anthony.
Yes, it is.
It's not that far off.
Jason Peters was a borderline Hall of Fame tackle.
Well, he is a Hall of Famer.
But Michael Norvers stunk.
No, he's a good player. Saying, though. If you're not available, it doesn't mean... I don't care if you're LT in his prime. If you can't play, what's the point? If you can't stay on the field. I don't think it's a good move. Jason Peters is 37. He won't be 38 until the 22nd of January of next year. Born in 1982.
So how many games did he play last year?
Let me look it up here. Jeez, of course it's not going to show me there. Let me see.
Played 16 games last year.
Yeah, but he was in and out.
Okay, but he played in 16 games last year.
Yeah, but he can't stay in a game. If he can't stay in a game, what's the point?
But again, what you remember is, you remember a time here and a time there and a time there. When he goes out for a play, you suck it up.
It's not just a play, though.
No, yes it is. He played 16 games.
He played in 16 games. He started 16 games, but he didn't play full games. You know that? You remember watching Vitae coming in with no practice?
It's in your head.
No.
Listen.
It's not true.
It's in your head. Does he go out for plays? Without a doubt. That's what you're remembering in your mind.
We're all hanging on to his glory.
Those plays where he gets hurt and then he's got to go out for a play or he goes out for a quarter. But he's there. He's playing 16 games. You're still getting to play 80% of the snaps.
I don't know about 80%. We got to look at how many percent he played last year. We'll find out.
All right. Well, look it up. But it's going to be if he played 16 games.
Again, 37-year-old players don't get more healthy.
I'm not saying.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a one-year stopgap.
I know. I get it.
I mean, like, your point of.
And I love him. He's a great player.
But your point of no just Vitae, it makes no sense to me.
Well. I got Mailata developing behind him. Real quick, here's the details.
If Mailata was ready to play, he would be playing.
No, he's not ready, though. But he's your backup.
Duh.
Yeah, he's your backup.
But that's why you need Peters.
Yeah, Vitae's my starter, and I have Mailata as my backup.
No, he's not ready to play. If he's not ready to play at all, he's not ready to play.
Here's the details. Jeff McClain reporting, Eagles made it clear at the combine they wanted Peters back, but he was going to have to restructure the last year of his contract at 10.6 cap number. So do you have the details, Andrew?
Yeah, this is from Ian Rappaport. So we know it's $10 million, but he gets $5.5 million guaranteed.
Okay, and what's the guarantee based on? I mean, what's the rest of the money based on?
This one tweet from Rappaport is $5.5 million guaranteed.
Okay, so the other part of it is a percentage of plays and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know why you're all strippers.
I'm not a guy that hangs on to guys for emotional reasons.
You said that. I know. Okay. You're Joe Banner.
I'm not that rigid. I'm not that rigid. I'm not like, I'm hey, you're 30, playing. You're done.
Joe was very good. I mean, listen,
he was too rigid, though.
But he made decisions that were, by and large, smart.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony from the PR, our buddy Anthony from Puerto Rico, goes, it's like Sean Lee for the Cowboys. He's great, but he can't stay healthy.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. You don't have anyone else. You don't have anyone else. You're not going to go into free agency because you can't afford to go into free agency. Mm-hmm. You got too many other deals. So you're not going to the free agency.
All right.
And you're going to go into a draft and want to have a rookie? Come on. That's the point. You had to come bring him back another year.
Was Vitae good when he was the starter? And he was working with the number ones week in and week out?
It was a handful of games.
Peters played 7 games that year.
Okay.
Vitae played a lot.
I'm not ready to go full-time Vitae. I'd rather have Peters.
All right. Well, we'll see how
I've seen Vitae come in and be a
He's not working with the starters.
Okay.
He's not prepared.
Yeah, I know. He's a pro bowler when he's with the starters.
I'm not saying he's a pro bowler.
On,
don't go putting words in my mouth.
He was a turnstile. You can't risk Carson Wentz with freaking Vitae.
See, I can make the case that you're risking him more when you put Peters in there and then he can't continue in a game and you put Vitae who hasn't worked with the ones.
He played 16 games last year.
I know, but he didn't. It wasn't like he was in there all the time.
Okay, well, let's get until the percentage of snaps come out, then you got nothing to say.
Well, I got plenty to say.
Well, of accuracy, I should say.
No, I'm just saying, going forward, I know those guys, they tend not. Look, he's come back from some big injuries. Listen, to the Achilles twice,
right,
and everything.
Listen. His deal.
He's a freak.
The whole left tackle spot is Jordan Mailata. They just told you he's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's not ready to be a backup. He's not ready. He's either going to start or he's not going to play.
Mailata.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the future. So now they go, we're going to get one more year out of Peters / Vitae. He gets developed. And then next year, going to 2020, is Jordan Mailata.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina on the Fanatic. What's up, Chucky?
Well, if I'm going to play that card with Peters, and I'd rather have Mailata behind him getting experience so we don't have next year, he can go ahead and play, or he's not going to make it.
Yeah, but Peters is in and out of the game a lot, Chuck, and if you have Mailata, to Anthony's point, right behind him, he's not ready. So you have to use Vitae as the backup.
You don't put a left tackle in to develop him during the season.
You do that on practice. So
why don't you just put a cyanide in Carson Wentz's
water bottle?
I understand. I wasn't big on the Peters. I don't like the Bennett trade. But I trust in Howie. I really trust him. He has led us to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. I trust in him. I told Andrew on the phone, man, I'd like Le'Veon Bell, DeSean Jackson, Super Bowl or bust. Let's go.
You can't afford Le'Veon Bell.
You don't think we can?
No.
You don't think we can maneuver and get it around to where we can get him?
He could, but then you're going to limit what else you can do.
No, you can't. Right now, you can't.
Yeah.
You got. You can't.
Yeah, like Tim McManus said, Chuck, if the market really thins on Le'Veon Bell, like they did, and swoop in like they did with Alshon, then maybe. But we don't know that that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to offend you.
He's not. He's not coming here.
Yeah, and he ain't taking no cut. He walked away from $14 million last year.
I don't know why. Listen, that'll leave me the last guy I go after.
Yeah,
it's a running back, and you don't even know what you can count on.
He sat out all last year.
When he's ready and healthy, and his head's in the game, he's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
But he's delusional. By sitting out a year and losing all this, he'll tell you he can walk away. He just showed it.
Yeah. Go ahead, dude.
I don't want to. And I'm not going to commit all that money there.
Yeah. Couple of tweets real quick. And they're on both sides of the fence here regarding Jace Peters. Ken tweets in, googly me. I know I messed up your name, buddy. Sorry. He says, it seems like Jason Mert has a problem rotating. Jason Peters playing 17 games, but I don't see him bitching about guys like Cox or Graham rotating. Yeah, but Ken, you rotate guys on a defensive line. It's not as important on a defensive line for your unit to be together. That happens all over the NFL. So, frankly, I think that, and the fact that you hashtagged it Noodlebrain makes you an idiot. Okay. Jamail White says, Anthony, says, out of the games that Jason Peters played last year, he only finished 7 of the 16. He goes, I don't want no 37-year-old offensive tackle back protecting Carson Wentz in his blind side. All right? So, differing opinions. And you and I are on different pages on this one as well. Cam in Reading apparently wants a shot at me as well. What's going on, Cam?
I'm just back driving to school. Did I just hear you compare Jason Peters to Michael Norvert, dude?
Well, just in sense that they can't stay on the field of play. I'm talking about, and no matter how good a player is, Cam, if they can't stay on the field of play, they don't do me any good. I hate to be like, you know, crass about it, but that's just a fact of the matter. I don't care how good you are if you can't stay on the field. What?
He's still getting you 3 good quarters, and better than whatever.
No, you're missing the point. No. When Vitae practiced with the ones and started, he was good. They won a Super Bowl with him at left tackle. Okay,
they were able to overcome him. If you remember, his first 2 games were disaster.
And they had to help him.
And then he got to be passable.
Yeah, they moved Brett Celek over.
I'd rather have Jason Peters on one leg. Then Vitae. Exactly.
Well, you're going to get him on one leg. So
37 years old, and he can do wonders over Vitae. I mean,
Cam, he finished on the 16 games.
Thomas, right now.
Jason Peters to Michael Norvert, dude.
It was just a theory, dude. Don't be so stupid about it. Don't come up my ass about it, Cam. Do you know what I was saying? Do you know what I was saying or not? Are you that dense that you don't understand the point? I'm not comparing the players.
As soon as you heard the word Michael Norvert,
if they can't stay healthy, that's what I'm talking about, Cam.
He's not tearing his ACL every year, dude.
Oh, he's had 2 torn Achilles, though.
So what? He's 37.
Oh, so what? That's great. Okay, get out of here.
All right.
I can't stand people with dense minds.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready?
No.
Here you go. What do you think the percentage of snaps?
83.
First of all, I got it. That's not right.
My lower eye.
I got it from Jeff McClain.
Okay.
He's
79?
79%.
Yeah, that's 21% I need.
Dude, 79% is good. What are you nuts?
No, it's not bad. You're right. It's higher than I thought it was going
to
be.
That's my point to you. That's why I said what you remember is him whipping off the field for a play or two. He played in 79% of regular season and 88% of snaps in the playoffs per Jeff McClain.
Okay, I get that. But he is 37 years old.
But what? He played. Goes out the window.
No. It doesn't go out the window. He played 7 games the year before. He's got to show me this year that he can get on the field and stay healthy.
He played 79, played in 16 games.
Okay, do it when.
And 79% of the snaps, and he played in 88% of the snaps in the playoffs.
As players get older, do they get healthier?
Dude, it's a year.
And I know. I get your point.
You're freaking out, and you're like, "There's nowhere else you can go. You got to bring Jason Peters back."
I get your point that he's a stopgap, and you want to get the mail out. I get it all, but I'm just telling you, I don't feel great about.
I know much better about Jason Peters than I do Vitae.
I don't because
you're
I
out of your mind.
Because I thought I'm not saying Vitae's better. I'm saying. When he has to come out of the game, Vitae's
turnstile. But I just told you, he didn't come out of the game.
He came out 21% of the time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I don't think that's fine.
Okay.
Not when you're protecting your quarterback's legs. Let's move him to right tackle.
Trust me. No. 80%, which is 79% to be exact, is fine. That is fine. It's more than fine.
All right, JR goes at Eagles. 2978 says, at Jason Mertz, stick to hockey, you idiot. You're so off base, and I don't agree with the money, but you're an idiot. Well, if you don't agree with the money, and you're calling me an idiot, first of all, you go lazy stick to hockey. That's as lame as it gets, JR. But if you don't agree with the money, then why are you calling me an idiot? I mean, come on, dude. Wake up. 610-632-0975. Look, I don't mind moving on from guys. And I get your point, and you make a great point, that you just got to buy a year to get to Mailata, should he develop this year.
No, well, that's the plan. That, like, you know, either, listen, I don't know he's going to work out. You're right.
But they know where he is.
But listen, at some point, they're looking at him and they go, he's not ready this year. Next year's the year. And if he's a disaster, then you got to use free agency to go get your tackle.
Yeah. I mean, I look at like bringing back Sproles last year. And that, I just, bringing back aging players to me is such a wild card. If you can get away with it and it works out and he plays 80 snaps this year, I'll salute.
But I don't want, again, I look at Vitae and Vitae scares me to death.
Yeah, it's not like you got, you know, Trey Thomas over there. I agree. But bringing back aging players to me is roulette with two bullets in the chamber. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. You can call me an idiot. That's cool. And I shall retort. I got to tell you about Natural Lawn, because when the kids are running around in the yard, everybody wants to make sure that your lawn is safe. And that usually comes at the expense of keeping it really green and healthy. Not anymore. Natural Lawn of America uses safer organic-based lawn care products that actually reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn, you don't have to sacrifice beauty for safety. I'm going to get a greener lawn, and I don't have to be worried about the kids running around in it. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn's been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And as for many years as I can remember, Mikey Miss always been telling me, hey, man, you got to use Natural Lawn. I know you're a big grass guy. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. And for a limited time, Natural Lawn is offering $100 off their full-service program. So you can get $100 off. Great savings. Call Natural Lawn today and get a greener lawn with fewer weeds to tell them Jason sent you. Here's the number, 855-LAWN-CARE. That's 855-LAWN-CARE. Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hello. Shooting his car!
Listen to this. This is a baseball nugget. And it's
love a nugget.
No, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Because I have I want to build the whole show around it. NBC Philly. Listen to this. For Saturday's debut of Bryce Harper.
1 o'clock, yeah.
This is a Saturday afternoon. Drew a 2.9 rating.
For spring training game?
That is unheard. Like, that's a monster number for spring. Like, that outdoes a lot of teams' regular season numbers.
Mm-hmm.
In perspective, the Astros, not long ago, before they were good, had a zero share. All right.
Wow.
The Phillies did 2.9, and it peaked to 4.0.
4.0 in a spring trading game. Whoa.
So the average viewership prior to Bryce, it was up 331%.
Wow. Yeah, it was a big deal on Saturday.
Yeah, man.
Everybody was pumped up to, you know, it's just preseason, it's spring training, but to unveil that player. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that it took 119 days.
Yeah.
And it got built up so big. I mean, yeah. I think that in the long run, while it was agonizing for us, the Phillies, for baseball, turns out to be a good thing.
Yeah, I know.
It really does. No question about it. Let me read you a couple tweets real quick because we're debating this Jason Peters thing. And I'm seeing it on both sides, and some agree with you, some agree with me. Matt McGovern, who, by the way, usually never agrees with me, this guy on Twitter, says, he goes, Jason Murray, you're 100% correct. Love JP, but can't take him coming off the field at every other play.
Played in 79% of the snaps. That's not every other play.
Okay, he said, a full season of Big V at left tackle would prove that he can be a productive left tackle. Vitae was great during the Super Bowl run because he had all the reps.
He was not great. You guys are out of your mind. He was not great.
Jason Moore says, I'm with you.
He was terrible for the first two games. Awful.
Oh, yeah. They had to help have Celek help him.
Once he got his legs, he was passable. You cannot go into a season with just Vitae as your left tackle.
Because Reese tweets in and says, after the Cuz hit Jason Mert with the Jason Peters played 79% of the snaps, he threw Jason in the Baxter.
No, and listen, and they thanks to Jeff McClain who gave me the percentage snap breakdown, but you know, my only point in saying that was we have a memory. Like, we watch games. And so it stands out in our mind that we have this vision of him, Jason Peters, you know, limping off to the sideline and missing a play. So in your back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, he missed a lot of time last year. Like, I did. Like, I remember I'm making the argument going, you know, he probably missed three games. And here, he played 16.
Started 16 games.
Then I'm thinking, well, let me see. Snap percentage is probably somewhere around 70.
Here's the trickle-down effect, though, of him coming in and out of games. And Zach from Old City kind of alludes to it. He's never 100%.
Yeah, but dude.
80% of Jason Peters at 37, I get, is still probably better than Vitae. I get it, if he can play. But Zach says, I agree with Jason. The guy's always injured. He played 16 games last year, but was constantly nursing an injury. He goes, I'm just praying he stays healthy. The man is a beast. Also, for those idiots saying sick to hockey, just stop. I agree. But that's the thing, too. He is always nursing. And look, the NFL, everybody's hurt. You know, by three games into the season, just about everybody's dealing with something or two or three different injuries, right? That's the NFL because it's a car crash every play. I just worry that the more you press your luck, 36-year-old Jason Peters last year, 35 2 years ago when he played seven games, 37 now going into this year. I mean, at some point here, and you hope that Jordan Mailata, they can develop him, and he's the left tackle of the future. But it's one of those things that, look, I don't know that either of us are wrong. We have to see how it plays out. I know, dude, you disagree with me, and I disagree with you. Fundamentally, I agree with you in the sense that he's like, your placeholder.
Here's the thing. Like, your argument of Vitae, I'm sorry, is wrong. Because what is Vitae? You guys are crazy if you think Vitae. And by the way, Vitae with who backing him up?
Well, it can't be Mailata because you're one play away. Can Wiz move the tackle or Seumalo again?
This is what I'm trying to tell you
guys.
They
tried him there. Didn't work.
Peters has to be. You go Peters with Vitae as your backup. And that's
buffer.
It. That's it. And Vitae's not good. Just FYI.
Anthony from the PR says we should have Baldy break down Big V Super Bowl tape.
Okay. Here you go, Anthony. I love you. He was really good in the Super Bowl. You know why? Because the Patriots had no pass rushers. Okay? Now, you want to go play Vitae against teams that can actually rush the quarterback and risk Carson Wentz? You're out of your mind.
I'm going to go back and look at specifically that Rams game that the Eagles beat them out there. They had to deal with Aaron Donald. You know? How many did he play?
Inside.
I wonder if he played any snaps on that. In that game, they move around. Those guys move around. But they had a pass rush. You got to deal with that. Khalil Mack, Bears game. Let's see. I want to look at that. Maybe see how many snaps they played in those games. I'll see if I can dig it.
I don't think Vitae played against Khalil Mack.
I can't remember.
He didn't.
Did Peters, you said how many in the playoff games?
88% of snaps in the playoffs.
So that's going to limit that.
So Vitae didn't play.
Yep. 610-632-0975.
You guys are crazy. You're looking for figs.
I get your theoretically, I get what you're at.
It's not a theory. It's about practicality.
Well, but what I know,
it's
too,
what it is.
That guys don't all of a sudden start getting healthier. That's what I know.
Okay. Well, if you can etch out another $15 million in cap space, then go find yourself a left tackle for the next 10 years.
By the way, Anthony from the PR also alerting us to this tweet from Deshaun Jackson. Tampa, it was a great experience, but things didn't work out. Looking forward to my next destination with the googly eyes emoji. Stay tuned. #1 of 1. Could he be coming back to Philadelphia? So I guess Tampa Bay has decided to just cut him. If he's saying his goodbye.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones and go to Stan and Broomall's on the Fanatic. Hey, Stanley.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So real quick, I just wanted to touch on I'm not really going to go into the Eagles thing because I need more. I just need to wait out to see exactly where they're going into like OTAs with and everything before I can make my final like evaluation on the team. You know, I trust in Howie. A few callers ago said, you know, we won a Super Bowl, so I'm gonna give him a shot. But anyway, with the Jimmy Butler and Sixers thing, right? My thing about Jimmy is what I've noticed and what I've been like looking into is how he performs later in the games. And what I've noticed is that his usage rate and his defense is actually better in the fourth quarter than it is in the first three quarters. So I don't know. And even I saw it last night when they were up, or yesterday in the afternoon when they were up by about 13 or 14, you know, and the game's pretty much in doubt. And Embiid and Simmons is in there, but I see Jimmy on the bench. So it makes me, it leads me to believe is Brett really saving him for a playoff push where he's going to have the ball more in his hands because it becomes a slowed down, more half court game where you're going to need to, you know, your playmakers to be on the floor to be making these type of moves. Cause, you know, Jimmy, offensively, he hasn't been doing exactly what I thought he was going to do as far as since Tobias and these other guys have gotten here. But what I've noticed is that, yeah, in the fourth quarter and his usage rate in the fourth quarter is a lot higher than it is in the first three quarters. And I don't know if that's because Brett is just trying to get guys, you know, touches early on and see what works. And then when things aren't going that way, he says, all right, Jimmy, go ahead and do what you can and try to close it out. I don't know if I agree with that or like that style because I think guys like to get a rhythm.
Yeah.
But that's what I've noticed and that's what I've researched and seen myself. As far as the team goes, their biggest problem defensively isn't their individual defense because Ben Simmons is a stellar one-on-one defender. All right. But the problem is their pick and roll defense is atrocious. Their big men play pick and roll defense the way Shaq did in LA, where he just comes around, looks at the guy who has the ball and does nothing. And I love Embiid. Embiid is hands down my favorite player, but you can't talk about being defensive player of the year and you're coming out. You're not closing out on the pick and roll. You saw what happened against OKC in Philly. Paul George comes around a screen and hits a three-pointer, and I know Jimmy fouled him, but look where Embiid is in that play. Like, why are you even paying attention to Steven Adams in that situation? To me, you know where the ball's going to go, and as a big man, you got to sit there and flash put your size on
him. The only problem, though, is, you know, as a big man, you're also the only rim protector, right? So you're also trying to rotate back. In fairness to Joe, you're trying to read it. It's as much as reading defense is like, you know, just like a corner wants to read a receiver. You're the big man rim protector. You want to read the play because you might have to rotate back and you might have to cheat.
And you can't just leave Adams alone.
So, but it's also about where it's going, where the other players go, where are you at with respect to the rim as you are their only rim protector, weak side shot blocker, all that stuff.
Yeah. Real quick, Mike Garafolo. We had him on last week. Says DeSean Jackson has not officially been released by Tampa Bay. So he's basically ended it himself with his Instagram post. He goes, we'll see what happens here. So we'll see if DeSean ends up back with the Eagles. I know a lot of people, myself included, would be excited about that.
Yeah.
32 now, but still got some legs.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, listen, you know, as long as he can run. You know, I would also want to draft a receiver. Like, I got to get better. Here's the thing.
You need to get Wentz weapons.
Here's the thing. They need to do better drafting.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
And then I got their
draft
right here.
They have not drafted well.
Yeah.
And I think, look, Howie's done a really good job with trades. And I think free agency, they hit gold 2 years ago.
Patrick Robb, all those
guys. Every guy worked out. But they got a draft.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when people talk about, I got faith in this guy, I got faith. I never have explicit faith. Like, you know, you got to really be a Hall of Fame guy for me to go, I got complete, utter faith in you.
Yeah, because the draft is your foundation.
They got to hit better.
Yeah, no question. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.